part of the FBI probe into the Hillary Clinton email scandal during the 2016 presidential campaign, and at the same time had sent texts to a colleague slamming Donald Trump. Republicans like Congressman Mark Meadows remain concerned those messages prove there was an anti-Trump bias afoot as the probe was being conducted.
I don't know how you read the text. I don't know how any reasonable person reads the text and would suggest that there was no bias.
The head of a charity that campaigns against sexual violence has been arrested in New York City on child pornography and other charges after allegedly trying to meet with kids as young as two for sex. 22-year-old Joel Davis, accused of trying to set up encounters between himself and young children, he was busted in an FBI sting. He's the chairman of the International Campaign to Stop Rape and Gender Violence in Conflict. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The man dubbed the Ice Pick Killer is dead. Texas executing Danny Bible last night for the 1979 rape and murder of a woman whom he'd stabbed 11 times with an ice pick. He'd confessed to the murder and other sexual assaults after being arrested for rape. Bible had previously served time for a 1983 murder spree that included the killing of his sister-in-law, her infant son, and roommate. After serving just 8 years, though, Bible was released. He then raped a woman in Louisiana, and after being caught for that crime in 1999, confessed to the ice pick murder as well. Firefighters in Northern California making some progress on the Pawnee Fire. That fire is burning about 70 miles northwest of Sacramento, now 30% contained, but not before burning nearly 14,000 acres. Meantime, in Colorado, the 416 fire continues to burn. It's now gobbled up 36,000 acres since starting early this month. In Washington, D.C., 16- and 17-year-olds could become the youngest voters in the next presidential election, as the D.C. Council is considering lowering the voting age to 16. The Capitol would be the first municipality in the nation to allow minors to vote for president. And ex-boxing champion Floyd Mayweather is showing off a new diamond-encrusted wristwatch he says he purchased. TMZ says he claims it cost $18 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and acclaimed individuals, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and as always, I thank you for being with us today. Well, folks, today's guest is not atypical of many of the guests we've had here on Legends of Success. He's an industry leader whose operations are rapidly expanding throughout the U.S., yet that was never his original intention, because he was happy just to be a sole proprietor. Johnny Carrabba is the co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill, who is truly living the American dream. Let's meet Johnny and hear exactly what's behind the story of Johnny Carrabba's life and Carrabba's Italian Grill. Johnny, welcome to Legends of Success, my friend.
Oh, man, I tell you one thing. I am honored to be on this show.
Oh,
I don't know how well-deserved it is, but I am honored.
You're very humble. I don't even qualify to be on my own show, so we're so happy to have you here. Thank you so much. And, you know, Johnny, I kind of led in a little bit. Carrabba's Italian Grill, I know that you were the founder with your uncle, Damian Mandola, years ago. But what's interesting, I find this out. Give us an overview today. If you would describe Carrabba's Italian Grill, tell me the number of locations, states, things like that.
Well, you know, as of today, you know, we have 233 locations. We're in 32 states. It's kind of hard for me to, you know, even say that we have 233 locations because, you know, it's hard to believe. Of other 233 locations, I also have two locations in Houston that were my original family-owned restaurants before we got in business with Outback Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So 235, actually.
That's amazing. Well, they're growing so fast. I guess you plan to open a bunch every year now going forward, right?
Yeah, we'll open up at least 17 this year.
Mm.
that's hard to believe in itself, you know, because as anybody knows, the restaurant business is tough enough, and then just to run one of them and to open up 17 new ones, you know, it's a chore.
This is a whole new world for you, and for the folks, when I say a whole new world for you, not what you originally intended, which we'll get into in a little while here, but describe, as Jack Welch always says, he talks about differentiation. Describe a Carrabba's location for me, and what differentiates you from the market of your competitors, Johnny?
Well, I mean, for one thing, Carrabba's has real roots. The pictures that you'll see in a Carrabba's restaurant, those are you know, Damian and my family.
I saw
pictures. They're real photos.
Mm-hmm.
The recipes, majority of the recipes, I mean, naturally we've developed recipes over the last 20 years because Carrabba's is 20 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
We have developed new recipes, but the basic recipes that put us on the map are family recipes, my grandmother's recipes. And so we really feel like, you know, Carrabba's, it has roots, family recipes, family pictures. But then also Carrabba's is a little unique. I mean, we'll get a little cutting edge with some of our food. It's an open kitchen with wood-burning pizza ovens. We're a little different. We serve pasta in big bowls. Nowadays, you see a lot of that, but going back 20 years ago, I mean, we were, in my opinion, cutting edge. Carrabba's is not a real typical Italian restaurant. And when I say that, we used to do an ad campaign, and part of the ad campaign, I would get up and say, you know, in the commercial, we'd say, you know, Carrabba's is not your typical Italian. And what I mean by that, John, is that when you think of an old Italian restaurant or typical Italian restaurant, you think of, you know, red and white checkered tablecloths. You think of, you know, real fine dining, you know, serious. Sometimes you might think of Chianti in a wicker basket.
Right.
Carrabba's is a little bit of a bistro or cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, some people might go in there, as you well know, and have their anniversary. We have, you know, proposals, wedding proposals, engagement proposals in our restaurant. But also, it's a very casual place where you can go in and get a nice bowl of minestrone soup or, you know, lentil and sausage soup. So
yours is a chain that has a family atmosphere to it, which is very difficult to achieve. Folks, nobody pays to come on this show. As a matter of fact, you know, if you listen to Legends of Success, we are here to celebrate the success of great American role models. So no one's paying. Well, this is not a commercial here.
Well, it's real funny. I'm very active with the company. Mm-hmm. I'm a founding father. I do all the PR for the company. I go to every opening. Damien or myself will go to every opening. When I go to an opening, I go in there and I taste food. But then I give the staff a speech, you know, and I've given like, you know, three speeches this week to some of my partners at Fleming Steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I give speeches to, you know, different groups of, you know, of our company or different companies.
Sure.
And the one thing that I tell them is that I say, you're going to find this hard to believe. And I could get in a lot of trouble saying this on the air, but I believe it. I don't like chain restaurants. If you,
I love it.
That sounds very hypocritical of me.
No, not at all. Not if you differentiate. There's a reason you don't like chains, and I think we're about to hear that, right?
And that's what I'm saying. But I say, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, but I don't like chain restaurants. I said, if you think in your mind of an Italian restaurant, I don't think you think chain.
Right.
You think of family-owned. You think of the wife running the front door. You think of you think of a name like maybe Joey's or Dominic's or Johnny's Place,
mm-hmm.
and you think of that person, Dominic or Joey or Johnny or whoever, you think of that person, you know, back there in the kitchen cooking with his mother's recipes. His mother might be there.
Sure. Well, these are your mom's recipes and your grandparents' recipes.
Exactly.
Right? And that is so unique. I want to add something about, if I could, Johnny, about being family. Now, I've interviewed a lot of people on here, as you can imagine, on Legends of Success, okay? And we get in conversations, and they find out if we're traveling or what's going on in our lives and their lives. I just barely mentioned to you, folks, and this is important, I just barely mentioned to Johnny Carrabba not long ago that it was my wife's birthday. He said, oh, really? I said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be taking her to Carrabba's. We're going to check out your place in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Folks, I'll tell you what, other people have had, you know, information like that. Billy and I show up to your Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania location. We had a flower arrangement waiting for us. We had a server by the name of Joanne Zuna, who was our server. The most incredible, try this, try that, try this. I'm thinking, oh, my, how are we going to eat all this food? Brian Johnson, the proprietor, comes over, and he welcomes us. And Cindy Glazier, the other executive there. And we keep trying more foods. They keep pushing foods on us. And the reason they did at the end of the day, we asked for a bill. And they wouldn't accept giving us a check. And the fact is, that is hospitality. That's family hospitality. There are other chains, other businesses that, you know, that just don't go that extra step. And we just wanted to thank you. We were totally knocked out.
Oh, but you know what, though, John? That's just the way I was raised. I mean, I'm very fortunate, man. That you know, I was raised by great, you know, some really good grandparents.
Oh.
And my parents, you know, and they showed me, you know, I was raised in a neighborhood grocery store, you know, where my dad was the butcher, my grandfather owned it, and my mother ran the cash register,
and
that's the way we were. We ran a neighborhood business, and I just think that, you know, hey, that's what got us here is hospitality.
Well, when we get back from this break coming up here in a moment, we're going to talk about that history. But the funny thing is, now I let the cat out of the bag, you're probably going to hear from about a million people telling you when their birthdays are.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway.
As we say in Houston, Texas, no speak English.
No speak English. The funny thing is, we'll talk about that later. You told me the story. We'll tell the folks when you visit Italian friends in New Jersey and what they say when you come up and speak with them. Folks, we're visiting with Johnny Carrabba, the co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill. When we get back, we're going to find out how this started, where Johnny was from. Where do you hear the steps on what it take to open up the first Carrabba's location and how they got to well over 234 locations around America. He's going to tell it all to you because it was no easy ride, and there were days that I've got to ask when we come back, Johnny, were you ready to quit and just throw in the towel?
Absolutely.
All right, we're coming back in a moment with Johnny Carrabba, co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill, right here on Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. Buddy McLean and his partners operate nearly 100 Sonic drive-ins.
You know, several times I looked at where I wanted to go, and I said, you know, is it possible? Are you capable of doing that? Or is your team capable of doing that? And you just got to keep the dream, and you got to keep the faith. But the main thing is you've got to stay focused. We've made a lot of mistakes, and we've done a lot of things right. And that's part of our mentoring program that we have is, if I've already learned from that mistake, why should you have to learn it? Let me teach it to you. And that's part of entrepreneur, and that's part of mentorship.
Learn more about the Legends. Visit legendsofsuccess.com.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we're visiting today with Johnny Carrabba, co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill. Hey, Johnny, before we took a break, we were talking about how big you've got you're approaching 250 locations, I guess, in no time here. Where did all this begin? Where is Johnny Carrabba from? Where were you born, and what was life like growing up as a kid?
Well, you know, I come from Sicilian ancestry, and when my family came from Sicily, they went through, instead of going through New York in the Northeast, they came through New Orleans and Galveston, Texas. So they settled in this area, and I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. So, you know, hey, I said earlier, you know, my grandfather had a grocery store. My dad eventually took it over, very neighborhood grocery store. And being raised here, I went to St. Thomas High School, an all-boy Catholic school here in town. And then I went to college to be an accountant.
A CPA, huh?
A CPA. And I tell you, I just got off the phone with my uncle, Ciro Lampazes. Yeah. And he's the one that kind of woke me up. And I was getting ready to go to college, and he said, Johnny, he goes, what do you want to do when you get older? When, you know, your career.
Sure, sure.
I said, I want to be an independent certified public accountant.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, man, he goes, I can't picture you being an accountant. He goes, why would you do that? Why do you want to do that?
Nothing against accountants.
Nothing against accountants, no, uh-uh.
But
I was almost an accountant.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, well, I said, I tell you what, a good buddy of mine named Thad Fuller, his dad's a certified public accountant. I said, man, I said, he makes $125,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back 30 years ago. It's a lot of money today. It's a lot of money back then. And my Uncle Ciro told me, he said, Johnny, he goes, never do anything because of the money. He goes, do something because you love it, and the money will follow.
God bless him.
And so anyhow, so I go to school to be an accountant. I go to school for 7 years. After 7 years, I can't believe my parents did this to me, but they cut me off. And I'm 18 hours short.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon
Hi, this is Steve.
Independent certified public accountant.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I can't picture you being an accountant. He goes, why would you do that? Why do you want to do that?
Nothing against accountants.
Nothing against accountants, no, uh-uh.
But
and, I was almost an accountant.
Yeah, sure.
And I said, well, I said, I tell you what, a good buddy of mine named Thad Fuller, his dad's a certified public accountant. I said, man, I said, he makes $125,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is going back 30 years ago. It's a lot of money today. It's a lot of money back then. And my Uncle Ciro told me, he said, Johnny, he goes, never do anything because of the money. He goes, do something because you love it, and the money will follow.
God bless him.
And so anyhow, so I go to school to be an accountant. I go to school for 7 years. After 7 years, I can't believe my parents did this to me, but they cut me off. And I'm 18 hours short of my accounting degree.
Uh-oh.
So while I was going to school, I had uncles that were in the restaurant business. I coached football and baseball at my old high school,
mm-hmm.
and going to school, like I said, and I had uncles that were in the restaurant business, Vincent, Tony, and Damian Mandola, my mother's brothers.
Sure.
And they would say, Johnny, can you come help me? I need a waiter tonight. Maybe next week, maybe an uncle calls and say, I need a bartender. So this got into my blood, and I was waiting tables for my uncle, Tony Mandola.
How old were you at this point?
Oh, I was probably 21, 22.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting tables for him, and he comes to me one day, and he goes, Johnny, he goes, I just signed a lease on a second location. I want you to be my general manager.
Now, before we get to that, I hate to interrupt this thing. I just want to ask you a couple questions before we get right into that restaurant, Johnny,
right,
which I think are important. And I hate to go backwards. I say don't go backwards in interviews, but your parents ran your grandparents' store on Canal Street in East Houston for 40 years. Am I right?
Oh, yes, sir.
You worked there as a kid.
I worked there as a kid, right. And that was the best training, best learning experience I ever had because that's
what I'm looking for.
I woke up every day, mm-hmm. before school. We'd go to the store, and my dad would make Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd go to the grocery store. We'd have Italian sausage for breakfast with eggs. I'd go to school. I'd get off of school. I'd come back. But what that grocery store taught me was, and I'm talking about small neighborhood grocery store.
Sure.
Old-fashioned. The customers had credit. They'd come in and sign the book. They'd get paid on Fridays. My dad would cash their check. They'd pay their bill.
Mm-hmm.
It was just my grandparents and my parents, no other employees. But it was called on top of this, John, listen, the name of it was Carrabba's Friendly Grocery.
I love it.
And what I learned was I learned about how to take care of customers,
mm-hmm.
how to become part of a community, because the neighbors would always come in and ask for help.
Sure.
What it also taught me, my grandfather was a great businessman, in my opinion. I might have told you this in a previous story, but my grandfather would make a little money in the rent in the grocery store business, and he would buy a rent house.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up getting into the rent property.
Sure.
But what he did was when a tenant would rent a house from him or apartment, he would give them $40 of credit in the grocery store.
Oh, is that smart?
And so then he had a captured audience.
Oh, is that brilliant?
And so what I learned from that grocery store is I learned what hard work was all about. My mother and dad worked 6 days a week from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. Mm-hmm. So work ethic was something that was embedded in me, you know, just do good example.
Sure.
And then how to become part of a neighborhood and how to know people's name. And, you know, when people would walk into the front door, it wasn't just, you know, hey, what's going on? You would say, hey, how you doing, Mr. and Mrs. Polk, or how you doing, Mr. and Mrs. Gonzalez?
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I learned a lot about hospitality there, you know?
I picked a quote out from an article. It was either Inc. magazine or Fortune, one of the magazines. I forget the source. And you had quoted, Johnny, that you said that you were taught and it was instilled into you at a young age that with that store, quote, this was a neighborhood business and these were our neighbors. And that's what was instilled into you, that they were like an extension of your family.
Yeah, you know, and the one thing about it is that you have to take care of that neighborhood, and that neighborhood will take care of you. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I love about that business was when my grandfather started it, he put the name up there, Carrabba's Friendly Grocery. Not that people laugh, but not that it was always friendly, because you know we're Italians and we get a little emotional sometimes, but. My grandfather was thinking if he put his name on there and then he put friendly, it meant something, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it just shows culture. We got some culture here. And then you're going to high school at this time. I've got quotes also from you. I did a little digging here, Johnny. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Johnny Carrabba, founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill, rapidly covering America. The quotes for you in high school is you said, I wasn't very smart. And then in college at St. Thomas University, you said you were on the 7-year program. So what I'm asking you is that, did you not see yourself as bright? Because you sure did something right.
No, I mean, I think I have some, you know, God-given abilities. I mean, I think I have some smarts, but, you know, school definitely wasn't my deal. You know, I'm more of a hands-on, you know, if I look at my family, I mean, you know, we're hands-on, you know,
operators.
Hey, get down and dirty operators, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Schooling's important. I know when I went to high school, you know, there were some classes that I had a challenge with because I was so bored. I used to skip school and read the Wall Street Journal. I was just bored in high school. It doesn't mean I'm not encouraging kids not to go to high school. I'm encouraging high schools to set greater challenges for the students.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, I played football and baseball all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love football and baseball. I love my accounting classes.
Sure.
But the one thing I think I got from high school is that, you know, from my coaches, you know, my coaches took a liking to me. They even asked me to come back and coach once I'd graduated. And I learned a lot, you know, I feel like I'm a team builder. And I think that that school that I went to, St. Thomas High School, which I'm on the board now, and I'm very proud of that, I really feel like they taught me a lot about life because, you know, because of the team spirit.
Absolutely. Well, these are lessons, and this is what we're trying to impart for our listeners, especially our young people and our students and people who want to go into business. You know, this is the real deal, folks. We bring you the Johnny Carrabba's and the Chris Sullivan's from Outback and the Steve Forbes, whose family over 3 generations have built an empire. We bring you them here to you because they are the real deal, who have accomplished the dreams that maybe you aspire to and hopefully will help you get there one day. And if, listen, the odds are you may not be as big as a Johnny Carrabba one day or a Steve Forbes or a William Randolph Hearst or any of those. But the fact is, if you can learn from some of the things they've done, like we're hearing from Johnny Carrabba, and you're coming up against hard times, you're going to find out, and we're going to hear about Johnny's hard times when we get back, because life was not all a bowl of cherries when they opened that business. Folks, it's all part of the process. One step forward, 2 steps back. But you got to have a shared set of values, and you got to have a commitment to make it happen. We're visiting with Johnny Carrabba, the founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill. And we get back from this break, we're going to pick up where Johnny left off before about that first location when he and Uncle Damien went into that first restaurant. You're listening to Legends of Success. We'll be right back after this.
Still to come.
One day I get a phone call from a guy named Tim Gannon. I didn't know him from Adam. He was one of the founders of Outback Steakhouse. He calls me up and says, Johnny, he goes, me and Chris Sullivan, one of the other founders of Outback Steakhouse, want to come by and have dinner with you. In the meantime, I'd called my CPA, Sandy Beckman, and I said, Sandy, I said, these guys from Outback Steakhouse are coming in. I said, I don't know who they are. I don't even know who Outback Steakhouse is. Who are they? He said, Johnny, he goes, you might want to give them an open ear. He goes, this is the real deal.
Stick around for more with Johnny Carrabba on Legends of Success.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours yesterday after Justice Anthony Kennedy announces his resignation from the nation's highest court, President Trump speaks at a rally in Fargo, North Dakota, saying whoever he picks to replace Kennedy will hopefully serve for as long as 45 years. The president also saying Kennedy's retirement highlights the need for keeping Republicans in control of the U.S. Senate.
Democrats want judges who will rewrite the Constitution any way they want to do it and take away your Second Amendment and destroy your freedoms.
The Commerce Department saying in a report this morning that the economy grew more slowly in the first quarter than economists previously estimated, saying the GDP expanded at an annualized rate of 2% during the first 3 months of the year. Earlier estimates had put it at a still modest 2.2%. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
Johnny Carrabba, co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill, is our guest today on Legends of Success. What a fascinating story. And, folks, this is a slice of Americana, talking about growing up and working for his grandfather's and then his parents' store, a little tiny grocery store where he is just ingrained with so much culture from the family and the neighborhoods. And as he worked through high school, and then, Johnny, eventually you're working for your uncles. You wanted to go to school to be a CPA, an accountant, but then you start waiting on tables, and you're working for your uncles. What happened? I think you're going to a second location with your uncle somewhere, right?
Yeah, I was waiting tables at my Uncle Tony Mandola's restaurant, and he came to me that day, and he said, Johnny, he goes, I just signed a lease on a second location. I want you to be my general manager. And I said, Uncle Tony, I said, I don't even know how to wait tables yet. He goes, hey, I think you have what it takes. He goes, plus I need family in that location. Mm-hmm. And my Uncle Tony did me a huge favor because once we opened up the restaurant, he pretty much left me there. So it was either sink or swim. And I learned the restaurant business through the School of Hard Knocks. I had to do it. And I took, ownership mentality. I had the ownership mentality to begin with, I believe. But I treated it as if it was my restaurant.
Now, what did you bring over from this is exactly what you learned that your parents and grandparents instilled into you at that little store, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, I was confident to be in front of people. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm natural with food because, you know, I was raised around my grandparents' food. Mm-hmm. And, being in the food business really was just like, throwing a party at our house or having a Sunday dinner.
I love it. I love it. So what did he say to you about this other location, though?
Well, he sent me over there. We remodeled it. And then once we opened, John, I promise you, I never really saw him at all.
Really?
And so it was my restaurant to run. And a lot of people thought that I was the owner of the restaurant.
And I'll bet you made some initial mistakes, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I think it was the first time that I was in charge of a group of people. I tell you, I learned a lot from playing baseball and football. I learned a lot from my coaches about teamwork and team spirit. And I'd said before, I even coached for a couple years. I coached JV, junior varsity, football and baseball at my old high school, St. Thomas. And But I tell you one thing, being in complete charge of people, you better believe I learned a lot. Uh-huh. You know, I learned that, you know, that I was depending on people.
Oh, absolutely. And they and their families were depending on your leadership.
Exactly. You know, when they were coming, I was a young man. I was probably 22. I'm kind of guessing at my age, but I was probably 22 at the time. And I was most of the waiters and most of the cooks were older than me.
Wow.
So I had to be a mature person at a young age to give them confidence in me.
You had to handle that well. But it wasn't long after when another opportunity in the mid-'80s started to open itself up to you.
Well, what happened was it was 1986. I'm the general manager of this Tony Mandola's restaurant. And all of a sudden, Damien used to come visit me late at night to eat after he closed his restaurant down at the end of the night. It was called Damien's restaurant here in Houston, a great restaurant, John. I mean, Damien Mandola owned one of the best restaurants you'll ever want to go to.
I read about it.
He's still in business.
Sure.
But on his way home after a long day's work, he used to stop in at the restaurant that I was running, and we would sit there and just talk. Because he's my uncle, but he's only 6 years older than me, so we're more like brothers.
Oh wow!
So we had a great relationship and still do. But he started talking to me one night. He is a very excitable person. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe that excitable people would be in my family, but he's a very excitable person. And one night he came. He goes, Johnny. He goes, I just got back from New York. He goes, man. He goes, these restaurants. Casual dining, casual Italian food, open kitchen, wood-burning pizza ovens. He goes, I'm telling you, he goes, man, they are a hit. He goes, I want to do one in Houston. He goes, would you be interested in doing it with me?
Oh, boy.
Now, right off the bat, I was excited, but also what came to my mind was I was had mixed emotions because I said, first of all, do I really want to be a part of a family business? Because I know family businesses are tough.
Sure.
The other thing I kind of looked at, I said, hey, here Damien is. Is he trying to partner up with me and steal me away from his brother, Tony?
Right, sure.
So I'm saying I'm having mixed emotions. Well, I could talk about this story for a long time, but the one thing about it, I said, Damien, I'm going to have to think about it. He goes, John, he goes, take 2 weeks to think about it. So he leaves. He said, take as much time as you want. He leaves, and this is before we had cell phones.
Right, sure.
I called his wife, and I said, Susan, when Damien gets home, have him call me.
You made your decision.
I said, Damien, I said, where can I meet you tomorrow? I met him at Damien's Cucina Italiano, his restaurant that he had, and we started talking about this concept.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Well, December 26, 1986, was the opening of that first location on Kirby Drive, am I correct, in Houston?
Exactly.
Kirby Drive. When we get back, we're going to go through some, I've been alluding to some challenges starting out, and I'm going to ask Johnny Carrabba, did you ever dream, you'll have to answer it now, Johnny, did you ever dream when you went in that first location that one day you would be all over the major parts of America and growing? Folks, we're visiting with Johnny Carrabba, the co-founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill, so far in 32 states, hundreds of restaurants, and they're just getting started. They're just starting to cook. We'll be back right after this on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Travelocity is one of the most successful online businesses ever. The president and CEO is Michelle Peluso.
Young people starting out, students getting out of school, graduating. What advice do you have for them who are really challenged with how they're going to move forward?
More than anything else, prioritize working for people who, so more than compensation, more than job title, more than location, more than industry, prioritize working for people who will make you better. So people who you think are talented, whose integrity you think is outstanding, prioritize working for those kind of people because I guarantee you, your career will advance by leaps and bounds, and your knowledge base and your wisdom will advance by leaps and bounds if you're surrounded by exceptionally talented people. So far more important than compensation, than title, than location, than industry, I think it's working and being surrounded by super talented people.
To learn more about the legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
Success. Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now, you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success, having a great visit today, folks, with Johnny Carrabba, founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill. Hey, Johnny, want to talk about that first location. One thing I did want to bring up, though, is through this interview, and I've talked to you a number of times before, are you sure you're Italian? Because your accent doesn't sound Italian. What's going on here?
Hey, that's not the first time I've heard that. It's like, you know, I go do these openings up in the Northeast, you know, and all those Italian kids are working with us.
Yeah.
They say, Johnny, you look like one of us, but you don't sound like one of us. And I tell you another funny story is Coach Rick Pitino, you know, Louisville Cardinal coach.
Oh, yeah.
Famous coach and friend of Chris Sullivan's of mine. He told me one time in a group, there's probably 500 people in this group, and he had the microphone. He goes, look at this Carrabba dude. He said he looks like John Gotti, but he sounds like Gomer Pyle.
That's incredible. Well, it's interesting because you're from Texas. You know, that's where you're from, but you have a rich Italian culture and heritage. So it's a great combination, I guess, but it does throw you for a loop there.
It sure does.
I love it. Tell me about 1986, December 26, 86, you opened up your first location on Kirby Drive in Houston. But before you opened that up, you had a tremendous challenge that I question if most people would have given up. Tell me about the tough start you had before.
Well, the tough start was Damien is pretty much the mastermind to Carrabba's. You know, I was the operator. Damien set me up. But the one thing about it is back in 1986, when we were going out to look for the money, Houston was at an all-time low. The oil industry had hit rock bottom. Mm. Well, if anybody knows anything about Houston, Houston revolves around oil.
Sure.
So the last thing a bank wants to do in 1986 is to lend money to two, you know, little stumpy Italian guys that want to get into the high-risk business of the restaurant business.
And how much were you looking for back then?
Well, at the time, we were looking to buy the land that was $600,000, and then we needed about $250,000 for the remodel.
Well, that's an 86 now.
That's 86, a lot of money. But the thing about it is that the land that we wanted, the building that we wanted, the guy wanted to just lease it. I mean, he wanted to sell it. He didn't want to lease it, so that's why it was so expensive.
Folks, we'll be right back after this break with Johnny Carrabba, the founder of Carrabba's Italian Grill. You've got young entrepreneurs and students listening, and they're just dying to get the one piece of wisdom. What advice do you have for them?
Well, for one thing, you never quit, and there's no substitute for hard work. You have to figure out what the fundamentals of your business are, and you have to execute them, and you have to have high morale. High morale comes from winning. Winning is a byproduct of executing fundamentals. I want to go back to what my Uncle Ciro told me. You have to do what you love. If you do what you love, the money will follow and happiness will follow.
We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who work with us know the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, income. At Sound Income Strategies, we transform high-fee, high-taxed retirement spend-down schemes into sustained retirement income. And we can do the same for you. For your free, no-obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
It's time to get off the Wall Street roller coaster, stop the retirement spend down schemes, and join the income generation. For your free, no obligation income kit,
call 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, the secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
Call 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A House hearing underway at this hour focusing on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It comes following the recent government watchdog report that was highly critical of the FBI's handling under then-Director James Comey of the Clinton case. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray are testifying to lawmakers, including Democrat Gerald Nadler, who earlier slammed Republicans for continuing the probe.
Why has the majority abandoned the rules and traditions that govern civility in the House? The tired story of Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, plus a few conspiracy theories about this special counsel.
But Republican chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, says that report revealed profound anti-Trump bias at the highest levels of the FBI during that probe and during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Queen Elizabeth is canceling public plans today for health reasons. Buckingham Palace says the 92-year-old queen is feeling under the weather and won't be attending a church service at St. Paul's Cathedral, though they're quick to point out that no doctor's been called. With one of his picks already one of the nine justices, President Trump will get another chance to shape the U.S. Supreme Court, as he now has to come up with a nominee to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At a Fargo, North Dakota rally last night, the president says,
"And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy. That's why he did it."
Kennedy, long known as a swing vote on the panel, sometimes siding with the conservative members, sometimes siding with liberals. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A House hearing underway at this hour focusing on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It comes following the recent government watchdog report that was highly critical of the FBI's handling under then-Director James Comey of the Clinton case. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray are testifying to lawmakers, including Democrat Gerald Nadler, who earlier slammed Republicans for continuing the probe.
Why has the majority abandoned the rules and traditions that govern civility in the House? The tired story of Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, plus a few conspiracy theories about this special counsel.
But Republican chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, says that report revealed profound anti-Trump bias at the highest levels of the FBI during that probe and during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Queen Elizabeth is canceling public plans today for health reasons. Buckingham Palace says the 92-year-old queen is feeling under the weather and won't be attending a church service at St. Paul's Cathedral, though they're quick to point out that no doctor's been called. With one of his picks already one of the nine justices, President Trump will get another chance to shape the U.S. Supreme Court, as he now has to come up with a nominee to succeed retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy. At a Fargo, North Dakota rally last night, the president says,
"And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy. That's why he did it."
Kennedy, long known as a swing vote on the panel, sometimes siding with the conservative members, sometimes siding with liberals. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump heading to Wisconsin today for the groundbreaking of a huge new factory, the Foxconn plant. The presidential visit happening, though, as the president is still in a dispute with another Wisconsin-based company, Harley-Davidson. That company having to ship some production overseas now because of European tariffs that were sparked by Trump trade policies. At the White House, though, Trump accused Harley-Davidson this week of using the tariffs as an excuse to do something they were planning to do all along. The president also arguing that a lot of Harley-Davidson customers are not very happy with the iconic company right now. His Middle East mission continuing, Prince William's Jerusalem visit highlights a unique ancestor buried in the Middle East, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
When he caps his historic royal tour of the Middle East with a visit to the Holy City, he'll be venturing into a long-overlooked chapter of his own family. The prince will be making a pilgrimage to the tomb of his great-grandmother, Princess Alice of Battenberg in Greece, the mother of Prince Philip. Her last wishes were to be buried in a crypt below a Russian Orthodox church in East Jerusalem. The deaf great-granddaughter of Queen Victoria is admired in Israel for sheltering persecuted Jews during the Holocaust. William's visit to the Jewish state is the first official one by a member of the British royal family. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.